Welcome to Power User Podcast, brought to you by NeoWin.net and WinCustomize.com. I'm your host, Kristen Hatcher, and joining me today is Joshua Maddock, NeoWin IRC moderator, and Derek Batting, NeoWin supervisor. Hi, guys.
Howdy. Hi, Kristen.
Today we're discussing a top news story on NeoWin. CNN gets hit by a worm live on the air. Derek, what can you tell us about the story?
Apparently, a variant of the Arbot worm hit CNN while they were live on the air. I guess it also hit the New York Times and ABC were also affected by it, so it was pretty widespread. But CNN happened to be on the air at the time, and ironically, they had an expert from Trend Micro interviewing at the time. Just a bit of irony for them.
That's convenient.
The other companies affected weren't just down to New York Times, ABC. We also had losses by SBC Communications, Caterpillar, and General Motors. Now, it took 6 days for CNN to get the hint.
Now, the problem here is that CNN did not update their computers with the newest and latest patches, correct? So that's why they were vulnerable to this worm. Did they know that this worm was out there and that it could affect them, and they still didn't update their computers? Or did they not realize that there was an imminent threat on the horizon and they were just waiting? Because they are a big company. It does take a long time sometimes for things to get done, I'm sure.
Well, a lot of times companies and even individuals will think, well, I've never been hit with a virus. I've never been hit with a worm. I like to think I run a tight ship. And everyone thinks they're probably prepared, but new viruses and worms are coming out every day, and it's hard to keep up with every little patch and information about every new virus and new worm that does come out. So it's almost impossible, especially for any large corporation with hundreds of machines on a network at one time, to get them all patched in a timely manner. I mean, it's costly to do so. It takes more time than most people realize to get a patch like that installed and fully rolled out, and even at that, tested. So to say they had 6 days and just didn't do it quick enough or didn't get around to it quickly enough often isn't really fair to say. System administrators often work, you know, tirelessly around the clock to keep things up and running as they are, let alone try to patch things, make sure mission critical systems stay online as much as possible, try not to interrupt what's going on, especially at some place like CNN where, you know, there's data coming in and being processed from all over the globe, literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time. You know, so even one or two critical machines going down can interrupt things. On the other hand, not being patched, that's where you fall into the trap of, you know, a virus or a worm making its way into the network and taking all the machines down.
And as you say, they are CNN, so they've got information coming in from everywhere all over the globe. So they are, in a lot of ways, more vulnerable to such an attack because they're so exposed and they really need to keep on top of those things.
Well, a good counterpoint to this would be that any day in the IT world, if you are any type of a system admin, you have to go to any virus website, any virus and software website, and look at the definitions. You get a definition every day for 10 new worms. If a system administrator were to go patch those 10 new worms on every computer across the network, this would be a tireless thing. Every day you have to decide. You have to make the decision. What's going to hit you? What's not?
And you never know, of course.
Yeah.
So it's always kind of taking a risk anytime you don't patch it. So you'd almost have to have, in CNN's case, probably several full-time people just in on that whole process of trying to keep everything updated.
I'm sure they do have a massive IT staff working around the clock, but again, you know, no machine and no network is perfect. Anything that can be done can be undone. And there are, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of malicious coders and virus writers and worm writers out there constantly finding a new way to manipulate a security risk or a hole in a Windows operating system, which is just what happened with CNN and New York Times and, you know, Daimler Chrysler, General Motors, ABC, and I'm sure so many other companies around the world.
But what was so interesting about CNN is that it happened live on the air.
Yep.
Yeah. And
right
so
out in front
their,
of in front of God and everybody. They always strive for that, you know, we're first, this is our exclusive, except when it happens to them.
Right. That's not the kind of exclusive they were looking for, I'm sure. So, Joshua, I know that you had a chance to look at least some of those videos. I didn't actually happen to be watching TV at the time that this happened. So what can you tell us about how they were reacting to it as it was happening?
Some of the things CNN said were just, you wouldn't expect it to come out of a newscaster's mouth. Like, if there's any hackers listening, please stop. We're not impressed. That doesn't seem like something you would expect a newscaster to say on air. But the way CNN showed it was they actually were able to take you to show you how it was affecting the entire headquarters and the amount of irate people in CNN. There were quite a few people who were actually angry.
I can imagine. And unfortunately, both the you know, the statement to the hackers, or you know, the worm creators that are out there, and the fact that they were showing the actual destruction that was happening to their systems, it's not something that's going to really appeal to a hacker's better nature, unfortunately. It's actually the kind of thing that'll make somebody go, ha-ha, I win, you know, and I'm going to do it again, as opposed to, oh, I better stop, I'm being bad, you know.
It almost seems like instant gratification for whoever released the worm, you know.
And you also have to think, despite how bad this, like, it made the ticker go down on CNN, it made several important systems go down that typically affect, like, I think I even heard that at one point the teleprompting system that CNN used was down, and no one could actually, they were all saying things off the top of the head, which probably would stand for the statement where CNN goes and says, oh, it affects Windows 97, 98, 99. Well, this is news to me, because all I knew was it affected Windows 2000.
As long as it's not affecting Windows 99, that's, you know. That's...
Well, the funniest thing about that statement is it truly is a double whammy. I mean, it's egg on their face, just the fact that someone said that. I mean, obviously, there's no Windows 97, there's no Windows 99, but even between that, Microsoft, the security statement for that particular patch says quite clearly it doesn't affect Windows 98, 98 SE, or ME. It's only in the ranks of NT, so to speak, 2000, 2003, XP, you know, SP1, SP2, etc. So it's kind of a twofold statement where it's not only false, but fictitious.
It's only fairly affecting Windows 2000 systems. Like, there are patches for Windows XP, SP2, Windows XP, Windows Server 2003. There's patches for everything out there. But it's only the only problems that we've seen have been from direct Windows 2000 RAN networks. It hasn't really affected any of the other networks, or at least not publicly. And, like, well, the double whammy, like Wish said, I always sit here and I think, I look at that and I say, okay, but they just had the guy from Trend Micro on who confirmed that it was only a Windows NT thing. They had a Microsoft security professional on air, if I recall, and they still said that after the fact.
So they are just not getting their information correct. And it, you know, I think this actually kind of illustrates the point how little so many people know about their computers.
I think what we witnessed there was the trade-off between getting the information out on the air before they had all the facts. You know, there's your trade-off, having the exclusive and being the first to air with it, and you're trading off getting all the facts beforehand just to get out there first.
And like, for there was a period of time on air where CNN advocated all home users shut down their PCs. didn't go and say, go and patch. They said, just shut down your computer. That'll fix it. No, you may need to use your computer. Why don't you tell me to go to the patch site?
In fact, you know, it would have been better for everyone to have gone to the patch site. And, you know, this should be a lesson for everybody, no matter what computer system they're running, to make sure they keep up with the patches and the updates and that kind of thing. So they could have turned it into more of a public service announcement had they been a little bit better prepared. But again, granted, this was a shock to them. It's not something that they planned on. So, you know, next time I bet we'll see a different take on this story if this were to happen to CNN again. Although I doubt it will.
Yeah. And here's something else to think about. During the many of the CNN casts, CNN kept saying, this was an attack on our network. In these days, with the amount of fearmongers we have out, attack would have been the improper word, I feel. In broadcast, with everything that's associated with attack, you could have said, yes, our network was infected by the R variation, the RBOT virus. I wouldn't have said, our network was attacked. It tends to bring out the wrong feeling in certain people. Like, people think this is a mass, widespread attack on certain things. I even heard mention of, oh, this is related to terrorists. Since when was that even brought up?
Attack is probably the wrong word. I agree with you on that.
It's not like there's one guy out there with his finger on the big red button going, watch what I do to CNN.
Yeah, and a lot of the newscasters just did not have an idea of how the worm itself works, how it mass propagates, how it goes and actually makes itself an FTP server, and then sends itself out to the various drones across the internet. If you're unpatched, it gets right in, does the exact same thing over and over and over again. And that gets larger on a bigger scale, and then you're affecting companies and a very large chunk of the internet. Like, a lot of the corporate internet was affected by this. I think they said something like 25%.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah, that's massive.
All right, well, this has been very informative, actually. I really appreciate you, Derek and Joshua, both for joining me.
No problem.
It's my pleasure.
And thanks for listening, everyone. This podcast was brought to you by neowin.net and wincustomize.com. Support us by subscribing to us on iTunes, Podnova, or Odeo.com. Look for us every week at www.poweruser.tv.